Since 1985, Stuart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is available at stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Let's check in now on the weather forecast. Don Day is with us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. A whole lot of rainfall, 5.5 inches last week, that did something for the State Fair that's never really happened before. A record setter. We closed things down for a bit, but State Fair is up and operating and bit of sunshine today. What will we have for the rest of the week, do you think?
Well, we are going to have some opportunities, especially in the eastern Corn Belt areas, for some more shower and thunderstorm activity. It really looks like, when we look at what's coming up here over the next several days, as well as the next week or two, that perhaps the hottest days of summer are going to be behind us, with a tendency to be near or cooler than normal, the rule of thumb here over the next week or two. I think in the short term, for fairgoers and for folks planning outdoor activities, the shower and thunderstorm activity that we're going to have for the rest of the week is going to favor the eastern areas the most, Indiana, Ohio, southern Illinois, and areas to our west as we get to the end of the week. Over the weekend, it does look like cooler, more wet conditions for most of the Corn Belt.
If you look forward into the end of the month, what do you see, and can you tell us anything about September yet?
Well, it really looks like from the east slopes of the Rockies through the plains, the northern plains, and into the Midwest, especially the western sections of the Midwest, we're going to be looking at a weather pattern that more often than not is going to be a little bit cooler. I think the second half of this month into the first week or two of September is likely, more than anything, if we're going to have a deviation from normal, it'll be cooler than normal, with the heat more along the east coast and the far west coast.
Hey, thanks so much for telling us all about the weather forecast. Look forward to talking to you again in a week.
See you then.
That, of course, is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Just a couple of other things to keep in mind. You can always come out to the Illinois State Fair all week and through the weekend. In fact, in the Orr Building here on the fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, 4-H'ers will again be putting forward a whole bunch of projects for you to take a look at. It's really fun to come out to the fairgrounds. Just check out Illinois State Fair on Google and you'll find all of the details. The other item is that on Thursday of this week is the Agronomy Day on the South Farms here in Urbana-Champaign, a different place you're coming to. Go straight south of the sports complex, Memorial Stadium, the State Farm Center on First Street, about 3 miles, and you'll find a brand new set. Buildings are fairly new. On the east side of the road, there'll be plenty of signage there. Agronomy Day starts at 7 a.m., and I'll again be putting you on the rack wagons and setting you out towards your tours. Hope to see you then. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Have a great afternoon.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families for 100 years. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.